Hello, I am Erica Sanborn, and I thank you for stopping by my digital poster presentation here at GSA 2021. What I really wish is that we could have a more interactive conversational exchange about this research project. I'm honestly making this little recording here so that you can hear my voice and know that there is a human being on the other side of the screen who welcomes you taking a closer look at this project. I do want to tell you very briefly why I started this particular research project, and it involves my wife, Rachel, who is not a researcher. She is an author and a speaker, among other things, and her area of expertise is suicide prevention. And over the past several years, or the past 2 or 3 years anyway, she has been extremely busy with requests for her time and her insights from folks in India. Even throughout the pandemic, she has led international suicide prevention conferences from our living room for audiences in India at their request. And so, since I am the researcher in the family, I had to look at India's well-being, which I'd love to talk through for a few minutes with you now. And what I found is what you can see on the top right corner of the poster, and India's subjective well-being has steadily declined from 2006, actually. The decade is 2009 through 2019 because Gallup didn't have all the variables I needed in those first few waves. And I used 2019 as a cutoff because since the pandemic began, the survey methodology obviously needed to shift, and I'm just not clear that these surveys are going to be ones that'll be comparable for the obvious reasons. For example, all previous surveys were conducted in person, and the surveys that were able to be carried out in India in 2020 were entirely done by phone, which does not reach the entire population. And so I'm not sure about 2020 data, even though it is trickling in. So I think 2009 to 2019 is a good decade. I'm not changing that with my final write-ups or anything. It is well defined, steady decline in well-being, and I really want to find out what's going on. So I analyzed the expected predictors of subjective well-being. And what I mean by expected is based on what we know of well-being and its covariates in general from previous surveys in many contexts and countries. And there's a ton of interesting findings here. For this poster, I'm pointing at the shifting role of age and also disability, as well as social support. And I think it's super interesting. So in 2009, social support didn't do a lot of good for anyone, but that has changed. And I'm not going to say a lot of numbers, I promise, because this is an audio-only presentation for me with the poster, and I was encouraged to not put a lot of detail into the poster, but I just want to close with a few numbers that I think make my key findings apparent. So if you will take a look on the right column, I want to look at those two sets of plots that have a 2009 and a 2019 version with them. And first, you see the average marginal effects of key predictors. And if you could just imagine me pointing at that plot, asking you to see with your own eyes that disability seems to have a marginal effect of around 5 percentage points, right? You see that? And I'm pretending in my mind that you just totally nodded or said, yeah, and we're having a little moment. So we're on the same page, and I'm in the average marginal effects plot for 2019. Disability is around halfway between 0 and 1 and 0.1, so like 5 percentage points, right? And I can tell you, even though it's not directly on the poster, the 95% confidence interval around that's like ±3. So basically, having a disability in India in 2019 adds about 2 to 8 percentage points to one's probability of suffering, okay? Having a disability in 2019 adds 2 to 8 percentage points to one's probability of suffering. And I know that seems like a wide range, 2 to 8 percentage points. So let's keep looking at the poster if we're there now. And right below, is the predictive margins for disability by age. What that bottom plot shows is where those 2 to 8 percentage points are found, right? And you can see the 2 to 8 percentage points across the predictive margins. And the trend is certainly that with increased age, disability brings a greater increased probability of suffering in 2019, bottom line. For brevity, I'm actually not getting into the healthcare system in India in this brief recording, but suffice it to say, there is cause for suffering for disabled people in India. That has face validity. So where is the hope here? Let's look at the average marginal effects plot one last time, and then I will stop talking. Average marginal effects plot 2019, and go ahead and follow the purple circles I've got there, yeah? Those are predicting the outcome of suffering. And something that I didn't include also on the poster is basically there is not a lot of thriving in India right now. So reducing suffering is probably the right goal. So the AME plot points to 2 explanatory variables. Let's look at them so I can make my last point and stop talking at you. If someone can get more of either of these things, they will reduce probability of suffering, right? So the first is household income, which you probably know is not super easy to improve upon. Then you see the other variable that can drastically reduce the probability of suffering, and it is social support. Having social support, I'm going to give you my other number. I think it's the last number I'll give you. Having social support, which takes the form of having someone that you can count on in times of need, having that decreases probability of suffering by about 11 percentage points. That is huge. So my key finding here is that interaction between age and disability in terms of possibly explaining in part this, you know, decade-long free fall in well-being. And I think increased national healthcare spending is going to be needed to lessen that suffering. But that's at the level of national healthcare spending. So I also appreciated learning the valuable role of social support in determining subjective well-being outcomes in India today, because I reread my goofy title right now, who needs a friend in India today? Who needs a friend? Anyone who cannot just go ahead and increase their household income by 1 standard deviation. That's who needs a friend today, because having someone they can count on, having that social support, has about as much of an effect on reducing the probability of suffering. And I know I focused on the probability of suffering, which is the worst of the 3 subjective well-being outcome categories for my measure. But you know what? Given all of the circumstances of our world today, I would take it. I would take reducing suffering as an acceptable goal. I think that would be great. And on that, I will wrap up this recording. On the bottom right of my poster is a link to my website where I will have a bit more information and contact information. Please be in touch with me if you have any questions or if you might want to collaborate on something related to this project. I have a lot of interest, and I would like to consider some collaborations. If anyone has an idea, please feel free to contact me. I appreciate you listening to me for when I cannot also listen to you.